I am me.
Over and over again, and everywhere he went, Carlo blew his tune and sang his song.
I am me.
Although he blew all the time and everywhere he went, many people still never heard or saw the horn. Some people saw it, but never heard it. Some people saw it and didn't want to hear it. Some people heard it and didn't want to see it. And some people both heard it and saw it. And everywhere he went, and whenever he went, Carlo blew his horn.
I am me.
Some people thought it was a beautiful sound, but there were very few of those. Most people didn't understand it and thought the sound was very strange indeed. It was too monotonal to be music, thought most. It was too brash, thought others. And too insistent, said others. But most people didn't think about it, whether they heard it or saw it or not. Yet everywhere that Carlo went, he heard the sound.
I am me.
And always in reply, he blew his horn.
I am me.
Just as soon as he put his horn down, Carlo heard the sound of the song in his ears. I am me, it went, over and over again. And being so excited, he picked up his own horn and blew as well as he could.
I am me.
Oh, how busy Carlo was. He blew his horn and sang his song all day long and everywhere he went.
I am me.
And Carlo was very happy. He was very, very happy. He liked sounding his horn and singing his song. Carlo was the very happiest, and he could always be heard singing,
I am me.
One day, while resting and refreshing himself by a waterfall, having just been blowing his horn and singing his song, Carlo heard,
You are you.
Carlo had never heard this song before. He knew the tune because it was the same as the tune he played, but the song was altogether different. Again he heard it.
You are you, and you.
Carlo looked all around and saw only himself, and yet he kept hearing,
You are you.
Carlo grabbed his horn and began to play.
I am me.
And in response, he heard,
You are you.
Carlo couldn't believe his ears at hearing this new song. He played again.
I am me.
And again he heard,
You are you.
Carlo put his horn down and yelled to the sound.
I am me. Who are you? Who are you?
He shouted again. And in reply, he heard,
You are you. I am me. Who are you?
He yelled again. And again he heard,
You are you.
What a sound! Carlo had never heard this song before, and it was stronger, had greater depth, and more authority than his own song. Even the familiar tune had greater dimension with this new song.
You are you.
Right then and there, Carlo knew that he couldn't sing his song anymore. It wasn't good enough. It wasn't nearly as good as the song he was now hearing. And Carlo stayed by the waterfall, searching for the voice of the song that sang,
You are you.
It was the most beautiful sound that Carlo had ever heard. And all day long he listened and heard,
You are you. Oh, if only I could find that voice,
said Carlo.
If only I could find you are you. If only I could find that tune, for I would sing it too. You are you,
croned Carlo. But it wasn't very good. His tune sounded much more like I am me and me and me. In fact, he thought he was singing you are you, but in fact, all he sang was
I am me and me and me.
And even when he thought he had acquired the new voice, He always sang,
I am me and me and me.
And always in reply he heard,
you are you are you are you.
Oh, how his heart ached, sweetened only by the sound of,
you are you are you are you.
It was more beautiful to his ears than his own song, or any song. And every time he tried to play, although he could blow his horn to the right tune, his song was always,
I am me and me and me.
He didn't want a trumpet anymore. He didn't want to sing. All he wanted to do was hear the sound that sang,
you are you, you are you, you are you, are you, are you.
And Carlos sat by the waterfall and did not move. He didn't want to move. He did not move. He sat there and listened and listened and listened.
You are you, are you, are you.
For 40 days, Carlos sat there, and every once in a while, he would pick up his own horn, hoping that he could sing the new song. And every time, he sang,
I am me, I am me, I am me, and me, and me.
Every time he tried playing the new song, it always came out the same way.
I am me, I am me, I am me, and me, and me, and me.
The only thing that saved him from despondency was that he could hear the new song.
You are you, are you, are you.
For 40 days he pined, his heart breaking every time he heard that song.
You are you.
And always he sang,
I am me, I am me.
It was better not to sing. And after 40 days sitting by the waterfall, there was a very great rain. The rain was so great that no one could hear anything except for the rain. Only the rain had sound. It was the only sound. It was the rain. It rained very hard, and the rain was the only sound.